Mitchell. It's picked up by Steeler. Comes the double team from Weathers, who swings it into the corner. Good ball movement here for UMass. Claire Show takes a three and makes the three and has a chance for a four-point play. Sean East from the left wing trying to work his way through that zone. He's got six on the shot clock. Swings it to Trey Mitchell. Baseline jumper. Counted in one. Trey Mitchell knocks down the 15-foot J, and he's got a chance for a three-point play. Colton Mitchell tries to turn the corner. Preston Santos for three. Knocks it down for the wing. Preston Santos from downtown, third three of the game for the Minutemen, and they lead by 10. Sean East with it. There's a dribble handoff down to Trey Mitchell. Down low, and he throws it down with two hands. 3:39 to play in this first half from the Mullins Center. UMass in front of Duquesne, 25-24. Fans, the Hangar and Pub and Grill is the official game day hangout for UMass Athletics. Come to the Hangar before or after all UMass home games for delicious food and an awesome time with friends and fellow UMass fans. The Hangar Pub and Grill, located at 10 University Drive, Amherst. Also in Westfield, Greenfield, Pittsfield, and coming soon, Agawam and South Hadley. Be sure to check out the Hangar after this one.
I did last night after the hockey game. Good way to unwind after a tough loss. You look at the stat sheet, Jim. This is very bizarre. The Minutemen out-rebounding Duquesne 24-11. They've grabbed 13 offensive rebounds. However, they haven't really been able to finish. They only have 6 second chance points. That's of concern. And Trey Mitchell's been awesome here in the first half. He already has 17 points, but the problem is the Minutemen have 25 total. So that same old song and dance about the Minutemen having difficulty getting that secondary scoring going, you know, certainly a concern, but they're up a point at this point.
You know, it sounds crazy to say. We had just talked about it during the break. It's hard to say it's a bad thing that Trey Mitchell has 17 points, but with the way the season has unfolded, and, you know, we talk ad nauseum about secondary scoring, you know, 17 of the 25, it's not the best ratio if you're looking for some more input from the offense. Carey knocks down the first free throw in the 1-1, 17 fouls on UMass.
But everything Trey has done, Jim, has been in the rhythm of the game, whether it's been that jumper he left of the paint, the three-pointer, or all the hard work he's been doing down low. And Trey Mitchell's also done a great job keeping himself in the game. He hasn't committed a foul yet.
5 of 8 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the line. Second free throw coming here for Sincere Carey, the sophomore from Farrell, Pennsylvania. 79% free throw shooter on the year, and he sinks the second.
Duke's now 3 out of 6 from the foul line.
So back and forth we go on the odd number. Dukes go up by one, 26-25, as Clear Joe clears it into the front court. Now Santos finds Colton Mitchell. Santos gets it back, dumps it down low. Mitchell draws a double team. He spins away from it. There's another double team in the paint as his shot is no good, and the rebound ripped down by Carey. Carey in transition will slap on a dime and slow it down. Hands it off to Austin, draws some contact, tried to bank it home from the left lane. But we've got a whistle and a foul, and Austin is going to go to the free throw line for Duquesne.
Matt McCall has a rather perplexed look on his face. He thought it was a travel. I thought there was a lot of contact there with Austin initiating, but they go with the foul instead.
Substitution here for UMass. Sean East going to check in for Colton Mitchell.
They're going to call this on the floor, so just a 1-1 as the Minutemen have committed 8 fouls so far.
And no argument out of Austin or Coach Dambrot. So 1-1 here for Austin, and he gets the friendly roll in the first. It hit the front of the rim, went to the right side of the rim, and then rolled through the hoop. Second free throw coming for Austin, a 78% free throw shooter. Adam has talked about what a good free throw shooting team this is as he knocks down the second. 28-25, Duke's up by 3, coming up on the 3-minute mark of this first half.
Minutemen need to recognize when Mitchell's going to be double-teamed here and find that open shooter.
Sean East dribbles away from the defender. He's going to stop at a dime, take a jumper from 18 feet. Can't connect on it, and the rebound to Carey. Carey spins away from East up on the other end, but poked away from behind by East. Ends up in the hands of Claire Joe. Claire Joe gets into the paint. Shot blocked by Weathers. And the rebound is chased down in the corner by Steele. And a crowd wanted a turnover there. Thought it might have been a double dribble. And Santos up on the other end gets his hand in the passing lane, deflecting it out of bounds. Duquesne to keep it, and the crowd can't believe it, and neither can Coach McCall. Thought that should have been a turnover on Steele.
Matt McCall jumped up into the air at Orlandis Poole. It looked like it was a case of Steele almost passing the ball to himself, Jim, and there was no call forthcoming.
So UMass does not catch the break that time. Let's see if Duquesne can capitalize out of the inbounds pass, and there's a shot teed up in the left corner by Austin that does not fall. It comes to Baji Walker with the miss. Walker is going to go coast to coast, going to tee up a three of his own, and he's short with it. And Carey with another rebound. Carey being hounded up the floor by Walker, gets away from him. Now Carey's going to take a three, it rims out, and the rebound is controlled by Austin. Putback doesn't go. Here's a third chance for Duquesne, as that rebound is tracked down in the right corner by Carey. Carey gets inside, now kicks it out to the left side. There's Austin calling for a screen, and he'll get one from Steele. Austin gets it back to Steele, who's going to take a three over Mitchell. Too strong with it, and soaring for the board goes Walker. It's a contact between Weathers and Clergeau, and they've got some words as they go back up the under end of the floor. And now Mitchell is picked up by Steele. Here comes the double team from Weathers, who swings it into the corner. Good ball movement here for UMass. Clergeau takes a three and makes the three and has a chance for a four-point play.
Well, there was great ball movement out of that double team, Jim, as Mitchell made a great pass, and they found Clergeau on the left side, and Keon finally gets one to go. He's been struggling to shoot from the field, fought through the contact, and a big three-pointer there. Now he'll head to the foul line, one of the best foul shooters the Minutemen have. Minutemen 8 out of 9 from the foul line. That's really kept them in this game, despite shooting 24% from the field as a team.
Debaji Walker and Sean East checking out for UMass. Samadiallo checking in. Colt Mitchell back in as well. So a chance for a four-point play here for Keon Clergeau, and he sinks the free throw. So UMass takes the lead, 29-28. A minute 40 left in this first half. Carey being hounded by Clergeau. He tries to get across half court, and he does. Carey's been active last few times up and down the floor, especially on the glass. Clergeau doing a nice job defensively on him. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Cleary gets into the paint. Up and under, no good, but Weathers is there to tap it home on the putback.
Weathers really hustled to get inside position against Preston Santos and used his size to his advantage to get that tip in.
Weathers now at 6 points, just 3 of 6 from the floor. He's got 5 boards, 3 assists as well. At the other end, Santos is picked up by Ashton Miller, who swings it back up top. And there's Colton Mitchell. Back over to Preston Santos into the corner as we hit the minute mark. Diallo is wide on a three. Here comes Duquesne in transition. Up the right side, here's a three teed up, and it's off the mark by Norman. Battle for the board, and it's going to go the other way. They're going to get Marcus Weathers on the foul as he was battling down low with Samadiallo.
Used that offhand to push Samadiallo and managed to pick up his second foul of the game. And the Minutemen will get 2 foul shots here as Duquesne has already committed 10. Been kind of a helter-skelter half, Jim. A lot of action on the rebounding. You know, and a lot of fouls. We've already had 18 called in this half. Well, 51 seconds to go.
Yeah, it certainly has not been an offensive clinic as Duquesne shooting 38% and UMass shooting 26% as Diallo can't hit the first free throw.
Well, given the struggles UMass has had scoring the basketball in conference play, this is probably where they need the score to be to really have a shot in this game.
Rotroff and Austin back in, and Steele and Weathers go to the bench for Duquesne. Second free throw coming here for Samadiallo. Diallo has played 14 minutes in this one, and he splits the free throws. He's got 3 points here in this first half. And it's back to a one-point game, 30-29. Duke's up by one. 45 seconds left in this first half. Austin stops on a dime, gets it down low to Rotroff. Now back up top. There's Miller. Miller's going to drive, and his layup is no good. Colton Mitchell chases down the rebound. It goes flying into the UMass bench. Here comes the Minutemen the other way. Trey Mitchell drops it up for Preston Santos, and his layup is good.
All started with the hustle play by Colton Mitchell, and then the Minutemen run that two-on-one break to perfection, and a great pass by Mitchell to a cutting Santos.
Shot clock is off, and Duquesne can play for the final shot of the half. Perry dribbling it out. He is guarded by Keon Clergeau near the timeline. Under 10 to play. Carey beyond the three-point line straight away. Carey putting the moves on him. Rises up. Is too strong in the three. Rising for the board goes Diallo. A foul is going to go on the floor. It's going to go against UMass. And let's see who they get it on. It's on Trey Mitchell.
Only his first, though. If he can get through with as many minutes as he's played, Jim, if he can get through a half and he only have one foul on him, he's played 17 of the 20 minutes. That's a good thing.
Coming up momentarily after these free throws and after the final 1.6 seconds, Frank Sullivan, our TV analyst today, will catch his interview with Coach McCall before he break for halftime.
I would have taken Mitchell out here so he doesn't pick up his second on a rebound, Jim.
So 1-1 here, and the shot no good, and Diallo can't secure the miss, and the putback is no good for Austin Rochoff. Got his own miss, but he got it up after the buzzer expired. And that is how half number one will come to a close here from the Mullet Center. Helter skelter, as Adam said. There were some long scoring droughts on both sides, but at the end of the first 20-minute stanza, the Minutemen lead by 2, 32-30, and let's send it over to Frank Sullivan.